Yes, hallelujah, to break every chain. Won't he do it? Won't Jesus do it? Won't he break every chain in your life? Won't he come in and release you from the bondage of sin, the bondage of depression, the bondage of whatever is holding you? There's power in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a fresh word, a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and ending with assigning your daily task. I say to everyone tuned in with me online and to everyone tuned in with me via phone, good morning, good morning, good morning. God has a fresh word for you today. Praise the Lord. For today's teaching, we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 through 14. Again, that is the book of Matthew in the New Testament, chapter 10, verses 1 through 14. While you are getting those Bibles ready, I remind you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. Or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, that's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m., be sure that you don't miss your daily fire or your inspiration by following the podcast. That way the recording will be text to you at 8 a.m. Eastern and available for you to listen at any time. To follow, text the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also send me your testimonies and your prayer requests there. You can support the ministry, see what else is going on. All of that is on rossi.org, rawsi.org. And you can follow me on social media, Facebook, Rossi Williams, or Twitter, Rossi Williams, rawsi Williams. All right, by now you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 through 14, reading from the KJV. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, talking about Jesus, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, or last name, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide ye till you go thence. And when you come into a house, salute it. Last two verses. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye shall depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Praise God for the reading of his words. Our topic for today is, are you the 13th disciple? Are you the 13th man or woman? Praise the Lord. Many times in sports, especially in basketball, they have what they call the sixth man. You know, there are only five females or five males who are going out there to play on the court. But right behind those five, they have that, you know, that ace in the hole, if you will, that next person whom they can substitute in at any time, who's ready to go in, didn't make it to the five, but is so crucial to the team. That's the sixth man. We also say many times, you know, that we have that sixth sense, because really there are five senses, but that sixth sense is like the intuition, that ace in the hole again, to help you decide what you're supposed to do, which supplements your five senses, like the sixth man supplements the five people on the team. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 1 through 14, that I just read unto you, the Bible is talking about what Jesus said to his 12 apostles, his 12 disciples. It was so important that it listed their names for you. And if you notice, Luke was not a disciple. You know, many times, because the gospel start off with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, people think, oh, well, Luke was a disciple. No. The Bible listed out the names of these 12 apostles and what Jesus said to them he needed for them to do. He said, I'm giving you power, hallelujah, against the unclean spirits, against principalities, really against the rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places. He's giving them Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit power to be able to cast out the spirits. But he didn't stop there. He said to heal all manner of sickness, to heal all manner of disease. He said, I need you to go out and to preach this gospel to the lost sheep. I need you to preach telling people that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let them know that I will come back, and I'm looking for a church without spots or wrinkles. He said, heal the sick. I need you to cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. I need you to cast out devils. And as you go, I don't need you to be more focused on your financial provision than you are on doing what I told you, because you are worthy, or the laborer is worthy of his hire. In other words, if you do what I told you to do, if you will go where I told you to go, if you will speak and preach what I told you to speak and preach, I will provide for you. Are you the 13th disciple this morning? Are you able to go in and to carry out the ministry of Christ? Because you see, all of those 12 apostles, they're now deceased, but Jesus still lived, and the mandate that he gave him, the charge that he gave unto them, it is still alive and breathing charge in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Jesus gave them the commandment. He gave them the mandate. He gave them the charge. Are you continuing, glory, to carry out the mandate today? Are you that 13th apostle? Can Jesus count on you to go out and to heal the sick? Can he count on you to pray the prayer of faith? Can he count on you to preach an unadulterated word of God? Can he count on you to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified? Can he count on you to carry on the mission of the team? Can he count on you to stand up for him and to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? Can he count on you to be a soldier in the army of God? Can he count on you to love him more than you love anyone else? Can he count on you to understand the mandate of Christ in Mark 16:17-18? And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We are in COVID-19. Are we praying, and are we laying hands on any sick, and they are recovering? Now, this does not mean, praise God, that every person that you touch may be healed naturally the way we only see healing. Sometimes God heals people as well through transitioning them on home, that there is no more suffering, there is no more pain for them, because we all must die at one point. So healing does not mean that you will never die. Are you carrying on the mandate? Are you the 13th person? Are you the right-hand person that Jesus can count on to come in and to carry out the mandate of Christ? Who do you believe in? Who do you stand for? Is there any anointing in you? Is there any power in your life? Can you intercede for people and their lives to be changed? Can you go into prayer for people and they repent? Salvation comes unto them, not because you are so great, but because the word of God is true. The anointing of the Lord destroys every yoke and brings people into a position spiritually of repentance, because the word of God has convicted them of their sin. I'm not talking about convicted them of if they wear makeup or not, or if they wear pants or not, if they're women. I'm not talking about convicted them just to be in your church every day because you hold church five nights a week, because you lack the insight and the interpersonal skills to understand that people don't need to be in church five nights a week every week. They need time at home with their family and to take care of themselves as well. I'm not talking about legalistic tradition. No, but the repentance of God, which brings a person into true remorse so that they turn away from what they were doing. Are you the 13th man as we prepare to go into prayer? Are you the 13th woman? Glory. Are you carrying on the mission of the Lord? Are you speaking the name of Jesus in power so that people are delivered? Hallelujah. Come on and tell him hallelujah. As we prepare to go into prayer, tell him hallelujah. Come on, just begin to worship him. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come praising you and we say hallelujah. We come praising you, we say hallelujah. We come praising you, Lord God. We say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. Lord, we come asking, Father, that you would just come in and revive us and renew us, strengthen us right now to be that 13th man, that sixth sense, to come in and be the supporter of the team, carrying on the legacy of Christ. The mandate that you gave, that you can count on us to preach this gospel, to save, heal, deliver through the power of the name of Jesus, the covering of the blood, to bring people into a place of apologetic repentance, which brings forth remission and salvation from sin. Oh God, help us to carry on your legacy. Help us not to be afraid and not to be ashamed of the gospel, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening right now that you would heal them and touch them. Father, that you would save them and sanctify them. God, that you would make ways out of no ways and do what only you can do. Answer prayers, heal and sanctify. Father, open doors, touch their finances, give them jobs. In the name of Jesus, we say amen. We count it done. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Oh, just come on and praise Him wherever you are. Say, Lord, I thank you for the blood. God, I thank you for your blood. I will carry on your legacy. God, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I will carry on your mission. God, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, keep praising him as I do the altar call. Just keep thanking him. You're going to do what he told you to do, the way he told you to do it, how he told you to do it, when he told you to do it. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you, hallelujah, who have not been in your rightful position. You've been operating just on the sidelines at the 20th man. Instead of being ready to go in when called upon, instead of being ready to substitute when called upon, instead of preaching this gospel and telling others about Christ, you've become complacent. Your anointing, it's almost on empty. You're running on fumes. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my slothfulness. I repent of my laziness. I repent of being complacent. I repent of not being ready. I repent of not being ready to do what you said, when you said, how you said, where you said. I repent of my sin. In Jesus' name. And I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I won't be lazy. I won't procrastinate. I'll do what I'm supposed to do. And when I do what I'm supposed to do for you, you'll do what you're supposed to do for me. You'll make a way out of no way. You'll open doors. You'll establish my going. You'll provide what I need. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved, including spending your time here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or text DF to phone number 33222 now so you can receive the recording at 8 a.m. if you're unable to tune in live. Now, our topic for today, hallelujah, is are you the 13th man? Your task for today is to get ready. Get ready. God is going to substitute you in. He's going to put you on the court. And when he calls you, I need you to do nothing but preach and teach the gospel of Christ. You don't have to be a minister. You just have to be saved. You just have to be a witness. And you've been rededicated. You've been saved. Now bring the change into the atmosphere, because where the anointing is, anything can happen. Here, glory. Hallelujah. Into position, God wants to use you today.
You are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same, the same way you came, because he's in. How they